So thank you so much for having this opportunity to speak to you. And yes, we do grow things in Alaska. And potatoes are our number one legal cash crop. So what I'd like to do today is to talk a little bit about the work that my group is doing to support the sustainability of our commercial growers. For those of you who are from other states where there's actually real production going on, I apologize, because we think this is our biggest crop and we're pretty excited, but it's very small in comparison. But just to introduce you to the state of Alaska, since I couldn't bring it to you exactly, or you to it, this is a view of us superimposed on the United States. And so just to let you know that the areas I'll speak of cover about these four states here in the center of the United States. And so the vast majority of our commercial crop is somewhat interior. And then I actually work with non-commercial growers, and they're found all over the state. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. The main purpose of our work is that we're working on some collaborative work to look at disease. And we're looking specifically in our non-certified potato growers. We're looking at non-commercial growers. The idea being, Alaska, for years and years and years, people have said that we have very clean potatoes because we have very little disease pressure from the lower 48. We don't have the potato beetle. We don't have a lot of the disease pressures and problems in the lower 48. So it seems like a prime area to have a very clean production. But it was all anecdotal. No one had ever actually done the research. And so that's where we came in with a collaboration with USDA's ARS program. We actually worked with non-commercial growers and to see how much disease pressure is really in Alaska. And in order to do that, we had to do some kind of interesting methods. Just to give you an idea of where some of these photos are taken, this is a garden plot of one of our researchers. I head up a huge citizen science group. And this is one of our researchers in Wiseman, Alaska. He's north of the Arctic Circle by 60 miles. And he's one of our better potato growers in our study. This is a fantastic site of a teacher in Shagaluk. Shagaluk is located in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, kind of in the middle section of Alaska, the face part that sticks out as we face west. This is actually on the Kenai Peninsula, and this is there are just three different methods. We have many of our growers do everything from dry land farming to watering by hand to drip tape. So we have lots of different methodologies and a lot of different size plots as well. Just to give you some perspective, in Idaho there's 32,000 acres in production, and in our giant state we have 153 acres. Depending on the year, it does fluctuate from time to time, but that's pretty much what we've got. And those areas in production are really only found in these four spots. This first green circle, the circle has nothing to do with the numbers, by the way. We have two growers that live in that circle. One is our only certified organic potato seed grower. This is the Nenana, Fairbanks, North Starborough area. This is the Delta Junction area. We have several growers here. This is the Matsu Valley, which is where I live. I live in Palmer, Alaska. So I live 350 miles south of my university. Which is a great place to be. I don't have to be in Fairbanks. And then this is actually Kodiak Island, and we have one grower, one commercial grower on Kodiak Island. But there needs this needs to happen. This study needed to happen because the state of Alaska actually has been approved by APHIS for seed export to China. And we're the only one in the United States that's able to do this in the Pacific Rim, and yet we don't have a lot of research supporting whether we have any disease pressure on our commercial growers coming from within side. This, by the way, is a picture that's taken in my valley, in the Matanuska-Susitna Valley, which is just north of Anchorage, about an hour. And this is one of our commercial crop areas. We have aphids all over the state of Alaska. They get around, they eat lots and lots of food, but we found that they don't like potatoes very much. On their buffet item list, potatoes rank pretty low. Birch trees rank very high. But we do have aphid, and we do have some potential for aphids with potatoes. And our concern is virus transmission. If we have a potential hotspot, especially of leaf roll, latent virus, and then the podiviruses, we are concerned that if there's a hotspot of those areas somewhere outside of the commercial site, that it could infest and potentially harm our yields in our commercial sites. So that's really what we were looking at. The way we approached it is we did a grower survey. We actually just sent this survey out. It was an 8-page survey. It was kind of annoying, but we had a lot of people respond. We had actually 42% response to this survey. It was sent out to Master Gardener clubs, community garden clubs, groups in small communities that have gardeners, a couple people. Somehow it got printed in the Fairbanks newspaper, and I had people calling me to fill this out. It was fantastic. The whole idea was if they did fill out the survey, that we would send them about 5 to 8 pounds of free, clean, certified seed as a thank you. And that's really what it was. They just wanted free seed. Alaskans are pretty entitled. We like to get free stuff. So there was free involved. They filled out 8 pages of survey. It was great. But what we found out where do they get their seed, what types of seed are they purchasing, are they storing their own seed, are they buying it year after year, some of their planting and cultivation practices, and then vector observations and disease observations. And so with this, on the very last page, I also included a question that said, would you like to participate in our virus study? And amazingly, I had a really good response. We ended up with 27 different communities from around the state of Alaska who agreed to participate. And the way this worked is that we asked them to send us 3 tubers at the end of the season. And once they send those to us, we grew them out in Palmer in the wintertime and then sent the leaf samples away to Agdia Incorporated Laboratories in Indiana for ELISA analysis for viruses. And the great thing that happened was we got 171 tuber samples back. There are multiples in these communities, but notice there's a really nice spread over multiple ecosystems across the state of Alaska. And right now, actually, I also have research going on here in Dutch Harbor. So I have 2 researchers, citizen scientists, that are helping us out down on the Aleutian chain. But when we first started this, at this time, the original survey, we ended up with a really nice response, and we had incredibly low disease pressure. In fact, the virus-free study communities are the ones in red with no markings in it whatsoever. And so we have some really very clean sites around the state. We also have potato virus X. The tendency for potato virus X to show up is in areas where people have planted the exact same strain. They save their seed. For example, Jack up in Wiseman has a strain that was given to him from an old-timer that lived there before Jack did. And by the way, there are 13 people who live in Wiseman. Jack is planting a red variety of potato that has been continued for 72 years. So our potato virus X seems to show up in areas with a tremendous amount of seed saving. And we did have 3 cases of leaf roll, and we had 1 case of potato virus A that showed up in a very culturally significant potato down in the southeastern Alaska. So from the information we got from the survey and the virus study, now we wanted to see, can we clean these areas up? So we started what we called a sentinel seed project. And I got five researchers around these, in these five starred areas, to plant for us five commercial varieties of clean, certified clean seed, and to grow them out for the season, and then to send us not only their biomass results, their harvest yields, but also to send us back tubers for us to do our grow out and our virus testing. In the year of 2009, our first year of doing this, we sent out, each site gets 200 potatoes. They follow a protocol I send, some better than others, but that's okay. None of these people are professional anything that has to do with agriculture. They're just people who are very interested in helping us out. This is Galena, Bethel, Dillingham. This is Kasiloff and Palmer, but not on our research farm. It was out in the citizen site. We got 320 samples returned and 100% returned virus-free. We had absolutely no virus on any of these in the first year. We were very excited about that. In last year's season, we actually did end up with some returning Actually, that should be leaf roll virus. Sorry, this was should be leaf roll. We ended up with four that tested positive for leaf roll. Those were actually in a variety that we took out of the survey this year when we sent our potatoes out, and we traded for a different. We took rose gold out of the survey, and instead we swapped it with dark red Norland. So we actually changed a variety this year because of the showing, because we did get some leaf roll that showed up. I went to a potato school in Canada and learned to do inspections for virus work. And so I am not our certified inspector in the state of Alaska. The Division of Ag has one person that way, and he looks at our commercial fields. I'm actually going out and looking at non-commercial fields and doing the inspections there. During the 2009 site visits, I saw absolutely no visual signs of virus. Also, I collected aphids, but not a single one from a potato. I collected aphids from everywhere I could find aphids, but I could never find one on a potato. So we did get some aphids that were found. This is the site in Bethel. It's actually within a community garden. This is a site in Dillingham, and this is in Kasiloff on the Kenai Peninsula. And so what we found was is that based on aphids being there, our non-commercial grower plots should be monitored, even though there's an incredibly low incidence of virus found throughout the state. The exciting part for us is that cleaning up a hotspot is going to be pretty easy if ever one rears its ugly head. We're going to be able to clean it up pretty quickly by sending out clean seed and getting it to reinvigorate the system. We're really not super concerned with our virus pressure because it's so very low. And it would, if we ever did have a problem, it certainly would hit our commercial growers, but we, at this point, haven't had to worry about it. So these are just three of my five citizen scientists. This is Dillingham, this is Galena, and this is Bethel. And so, thank you very much. Thank you.